This is SBS News in Easy English. I'm Peggy Giacomelos. Inflation rose 6.8% in the year to April, up from 6.3% in the 12 months to March. The price of food and drink increased by 7.9%, while rent went up by 6.1%. Higher automotive fuel costs influenced the change, sparking concerns of another Reserve Bank rate rise. ANZ economists expected inflation to rise to 6.4%. The bill to allow a referendum on the Indigenous Voice to Parliament to be held has passed the lower house of Parliament. Australians are one step closer to voting in a referendum sometime between August and December. The referendum is about amending the Constitution to establish an Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander advisory body. The bill passed with 121 votes for and 25 Liberal and National members voting no. It came after a week and a half of debate and more than 100 MPs delivering speeches on the bill. The bill will now go to the Senate, where it is also expected to pass. The Reserve Bank of Australia's Governor, Philip Lowe, has appeared at Senate estimates, confirming Australia's central bank has underpaid staff. Mr. Lowe told senators the RBA had hired troubled accountancy firm PwC to review the issue last year before the firm became involved in a tax leak scandal. He says the RBA has put a hold on all new contracts with PwC.
Over the last 4 to 5 years, spending with PwC has range between $100,000 and $800,000 or $900,000 a year, so that's the kind of the order of spend. The PwC are going to continue to provide services under this current audit contract because it doesn't make sense to change. But we've taken the decision to enter no new contracts with PwC until a satisfactory response has been forthcoming, and a satisfactory response includes both complete transparency and accountability for those involved. And we will not be seeking further services until that happens.
A man accused of being involved in a $1.2 million scamming syndicate targeting the elderly and vulnerable has been arrested at Sydney Airport while attempting to flee the country. Sudin Kaja was allegedly involved in multiple phone scams targeting older people before trying to fly out of Australia. Kaja was taken to Mascot Police Station and charged with dealing with property proceeds of crime, less than $10,000, and directing a criminal group. A 17-year-old boy has been charged with murder after a stabbing incident in Melbourne's West that killed a 16-year-old boy. Police have confirmed charges were laid against the youth from Hillside more than 1 week after the incident, which led to the death of Pa Swam Lim. The 17-year-old is expected to appear in Melbourne Children's Court, and an investigation is ongoing. The motivation behind the confrontation remains unknown. The United Nations nuclear chief says the world is fortunate a nuclear accident hasn't happened in Ukraine. The Director General of International Atomic Energy Agency, Rafael Grossi, has asked the Russian and Ukrainian governments to commit to preventing any attack on Europe's largest nuclear power plant and make other pledges to avoid a nuclear accident. Fighting has disrupted critical power supplies at the Zaporizhzhia nuclear power plant in Ukraine's partially occupied southeast. Mr. Grossi says a nuclear accident can be prevented if the facility is avoided and protected.
We are talking about, importantly, the necessity to protect the safety systems of the plant, and we say it very clearly, avoid acts of sabotage at the plant. And lastly, of course, that this should be upheld by all.
And that's SBS News in Easy English.